Hello, and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. I thank God that we are able to be together in prayer this morning. Today is Monday. This is the start of a new week, the 17th week after Pentecost. Today we start our reading of the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Mark. And now we begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew through the abiding word of God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 14th chapter. This morning we start at verse 1. It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him, for they said, "Not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people." We are reminded that this all takes place close to the Passover. Remember, it was through the sacrifice of the Passover lamb, a lamb that the Israelites killed and ate after placing its blood over the door of the house, a Passover lamb that signaled their liberation from the power of Pharaoh, that announced and protected them and watched over them as God worked on their behalf to set them free from the land of Egypt. Now, the Lamb of God will give his body and blood for the salvation of the whole world, to set us all free from the powers of sin and death, and to make us once again God's holy people. We are also reminded that for some time there have been people actively plotting to kill Jesus, scheming and searching for the right time to seize him and kill him. They're afraid of the crowd, however, so they have to take him in secret and at night. And yet, each night, Jesus has slipped out of town, out of a town crowded with pilgrims, and lodged in nearby Bethany. So those who are seeking to kill him will need some information, probably from an inner source, if they're to find an opportune time to arrest him. And once they arrest him, they'll have to work to turn the crowd against him. Finally, the time is getting short. We are close to the crucifixion. But it will seem as if time is slowing down within the telling of the story of the good news of Jesus Christ. From now till the end of the gospel will cover just a few days. But these days are packed with God in action, and it will take us quite a bit of time to read through it all. God is present and speaks in every action, every moment. When we know that someone we love is near the end of their life, we are wise to work to savor and enjoy each of the last minutes that we have together in this world. It is our effort to stretch time, and we do it through an awareness of the beauty of the present moment, a moment when we're together. We can do the same thing in these final chapters of Mark's Gospel. Don't look ahead to the end anymore, but enjoy each and every moment we still have in the presence of our Lord Jesus in this world. You might even want to pause just a few moments in silence at the end of our prayers each day to just breathe in an awareness of Christ's presence in this moment with you and in these still moments that we spend at the start of the day. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially this morning, we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ, for all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gift of relationship with others, for the communion of faith in your church. Merciful God of might, renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially this morning, we pray for those who are sick, for those who are grieving, for those who are caring for the sick, especially those who are working in COVID wards, for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife and warfare, for all who are working for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, and for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. For what else are we praying for this morning? Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. You have good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.